Thank you for joining us for another lesson from God's Word. The West Huntsville Church of Christ at Providence is located at 1519 Old Monrovia Road, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Anytime you're in the Huntsville area, we hope you'll stop in and be part of our worship. Sunday morning worship is at 9 o'clock, with Bible class immediately following. Sunday evening worship is at 5. Midweek Bible study is held Wednesdays at 7.
Our scripture reading for this evening will come from Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 20, beginning verse 27. And it says, "And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Also, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, beginning verse 9. And it says, "Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality."
Hope everybody's doing all right this evening. Everybody's awake. Those who went to camp this past week, maybe I won't get too much ridicule for my yawns today. If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37. That'll be our main passage for the evening. Luke chapter 10, 25 through 37. Now, this is the parable of the Good Samaritan. Before we get into the Good Samaritan, I want to talk real quick about what a parable is. As we all know, Jesus used a lot of parables to explain and to teach people how to live their lives. You see, basically, a parable is a heavenly story with an earthly meaning. So it's a story that people can understand and apply to their daily lives. So knowing this, let's read Luke 10, 25 through 37. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' And he said to him, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading of it?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said to him, 'You have answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who is my neighbor?' Verse 30. Then Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, departed from him, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down the road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, he came and saw the man, and also passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, he came to where this man was, and when he saw the man lying there, he had compassion. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to the inn, and took care of him. The next day, when he departed, he took two denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come back, I will repay you.' So which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves?" And he said, "Who showed mercy on him?" Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Now, verse 36 and 37 is where we're really going to be looking at. You see, we have a man. He is traveling. He's beaten and hurt by some thieves and left on the side of the road. I want you to put yourself in this position. You're not the person that has been beaten, of course, but you're the person walking down the road and you see this man lying here. Can you just walk past this man? Can you just see a person almost half dead? No, you're not going to walk past him, hopefully. Hopefully you're going to call 911 or yell for help or give him any kind of aid that you can offer him. But in the case of this man, things were different. You see, we read of three people who came upon this man. The first two, a priest and a Levite, passed by him. They even go as far as to cross on the other side of the road and pass by him. You see, these two men would have been considered good men. They would have been regarded and held in esteem. But yet they walked past the man as if he was nothing. Now the third man who came upon the injured man, this man is a Samaritan. He would have been looked down on as a man coming from Samaria. Most people would have expected him to just walk past without helping. But instead, unlike the first two, the Samaritan showed compassion. And this man I want to focus on, and this is the man I want to focus on. So let's read 34 and 35 again. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the next day, when he departed, took 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever you spend, I will repay you when I come again. This man cleaned an injured man's wounds, put him on his own animal, took him to an inn, and paid for him to be cared for. This is going beyond calling 911. You see, the Samaritan cared for this man, gave up his animal, and made sure that he was taken care of in the future. Nowadays, we call 911 and what happens? Usually the ambulance comes and we never see that person again, and they are taken care of. And we trust those people are going to take care of them. He didn't just help the man a little bit and was like, well, I hope you feel better, man. You know, here's some money. Get to the closest hospital. You'll be okay. He made sure that he was cared for until he was able to care for himself. And this is the important thing I want us to remember about being a servant of the Lord. We read in James 2, 15 through 16, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed, lacking in daily food, and one says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them these things needed for the body, what good does that do? The Lord wants us to do more than wish good for people. You see, he asks us to be proactive and go the extra mile to help those in need. Can we reach a person's soul if you don't take care of the person that needs it? So let's go back to our passage, Luke 10, and read 36 and 37. So which of these three do you think was a neighbor to him who fell among thieves? And he said to him, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said, go and do likewise. Jesus points out that a neighbor is the one who shows mercy. The word mercy actually means to spare one or to rescue one from judgment, harm, danger, or trouble. And this is what God wants us to do for one another. He wants us to be merciful, to be kind to one another. You see, we are told in Mark 12, verse 31, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this one. And we all know the golden rule. Do unto others as you'd want them do to you. You see, God wants us, no one commands us to treat us as, you know, commandments other than God. And God is the most high God that we have. And there is no other gods above him. You see, when he tells us that we need to do something, we must do it. And God tells us here in these two verses that we must be a servant and a neighbor to one another. We need to care for the sick, the elderly, and those in need. So tonight I ask you, am I a neighbor to others? Am I displaying a servant's heart? Do I have the right mindset? Am I like the Good Samaritan who didn't just do the minimum that he could get away with? Or am I like the Levite or the priest and I just kept walking? If you are in need of prayers of forgiveness or have any need, we'll pray for you and for you. If you are not a Christian but want to be one, you can come forward and one of our elders will speak with you and will help you to the steps to take, become a Christian.
We hope you have enjoyed this lesson from God's Word. If you would like to continue your study of New Testament Christianity, please send your name and address to World Bible School, West Huntsville Church of Christ, 1519 Old Monrovia Road Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35806. Or if you prefer, send your name and address by email to wbs@westhuntsville.org.